7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club on this beautiful Sunday. I hope that you're all motivated and ready to get out in the yard. Well, I was doing a little bit of research. I wanted to plant something different in my vegetable garden. The kids have moved out. The garden is still big. And I thought I wanted to plant some berries. So I was looking at varieties of strawberries and blueberries and raspberries, and came across a very unique variety of blackberries. And I made some calls and got a hold of the man who developed this new strain of blackberries, and thought that we should share some knowledge that would help you in your garden, because from everything that I've read, this is the blackberry for you to put in your garden this spring. And joining us is Mr. Doyle, who has developed the Doyle Blackberry. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this wonderful Sunday?
I'm just fine. One correction, it was my father who discovered the plant, not me.
It was, okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about this particular form of blackberry and why it's so different than anything that's on the market today.
Well, it's a different type of plant. It is a trailing blackberry and is much larger than other blackberries and has canes that will grow up to 40 feet long. And accordingly, it will have 10 to 20 gallons of fruit compared to one or two that other blackberries will have. And as being thornless, most thornless are not sweet, and this is among the sweetest of all the thornless blackberries.
Wow. So your standard blackberries will produce how many quarts of fruit again?
Well, in quarts, it would be from 2 to 10.
From 2 to 10 quarts.
Yeah.
And these will produce gallons rather than quarts of
yes.
berries.
Yes, you take a 40-foot-long cane and put a branch about every 12 to 15 inches, and at the end of each branch is a cluster of 10 to 30 berries, and you get five canes. Just do the math, and you've got hundreds of clusters.
Wow. Now you were saying that they grow much taller than your regular raspberries, so how would you grow these in your vegetable garden?
All right, it's not so much taller as longer. The canes being 40 foot long, you need to tie them onto a trellis. And what we recommend is having it set post about 16 foot apart, put wire at 3, 4, 5, and 6 foot, and attach the canes to the lowest wires that you can. The plants we put 8 foot apart, and so the canes are going to overlap. And then the second year, the branches will grow out and will grow upwards naturally towards the sun, and you attach those to the upper wires. The fruit will be on the end of the branches, and this keeps the fruit high in the air, so it's fast and easy to pick.
So you're growing these raspberries like you would grapes almost.
Somewhat similar to grapes, but they're blackberries. Excuse me.
Right. Yeah. So they're almost like a vining type plant. Now,
yeah,
do the blackberries? Go ahead. Go ahead.
In some places, they're called dewberries because of the long canes.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these a type of a blackberry that will produce over a longer growing season, or do they all come at the same time?
Yes. Typically, they will produce from early July into September, with the middle of July to middle of August, about 5 weeks of heavy production, compared to most blackberries having only 2 to 3 weeks of production.
So they'll go from July till September.
Yes.
Now, bigger in size than your standard raspberry?
Most blackberries, the wild ones, were maybe a half inch. The berries on this plant will be about inch and a half long.
So they're 2 to 3 times the size, and you're getting 10 times more berries out of the same plant.
Yes.
Now, for the average garden, 2 or 3 plants is more than enough, depending on your use.
Yeah, we recommend 3 to 5 plants, and the reason is because a long harvest, even 20 gallons divided over 60 days is not very many berries every day. So if you have several plants for a family, then you can pick a gallon or two at a time, which encourages you to pick them.
Wow. Now, do they need special growing conditions, a special soil, sun? Could you tell us more about that?
Okay. Basically, the most important thing is the soil pH for our plant has to be between 5 and 6.5. If you get above that, you get down to little or no production at 7, which is a neutral. So we need a little bit of an acidic soil. The better the soil, the better the plant does.
And you want a full sun growing condition?
Partial sun. It's a catch-22 kind of situation. During May and June, the more sun the plant gets, the more fruit the plant will produce. But during July and August, you've got a plant that is 90% plus liquid. And we found out last year in the Midwest that that sunlight itself was a problem. Heat wasn't a problem, but we had 90 days of extremely hot weather, and we put up shade cloth, a 40% shade cloth, and the berries were able to be ripened, whereas before we put up the shade cloth, they all dried up. So the sun itself dehydrates the berries.
Okay. So if the plants got a little bit of shade late in the day, then that would still be okay for
them.
Late
in the afternoon, yes. We recommend a minimum of 6 hours of direct sun, and if any shade at all, make it mid-afternoon on.
Okay. Now, how about putting a layer of compost or pine needles or something like that around the base of the plant? Would that help to hold some of that moisture inside the soil and for the plant?
Yes, composting always works fine. The secret to composting is to have that donut ring where you keep the compost away from the plant, because the part of the plant that's above ground is not intended to be below the ground and will rot off. So you want to keep your compost there, and your favorite compost is fine. It'll help keep the weeds down and hold moisture in the soil.
How about fertilizing?
The fertilizing recommendation is to fertilize in the springtime when they come out of dormancy, again when they come out, start flowering. And we like to add some in the fall, because two-thirds of the plant growth is in the fall, and we like to put a high nitrogen fertilizer on in the fall. In the springtime, you use an even number fertilizer, such as a 10-10-10.
Okay. And how about watering? How often should the raspberry plant be watered?
The plant should be watered on alternate days. You want the roots to dry out between waterings, and this is true of all blackberries. The amount of water recommended is about an inch a week, which is about equivalent of a quart every other day in a 12-inch area around the plant. But during this summertime, those hot days, if it's over 90 degrees, misting the plant once or twice in the afternoon at 2 to 4 o'clock for 15 or 20 seconds can help cool the plant down and do some similar things to what the shade cloth does.
Okay. Now, how about pruning and general care compared to regular raspberries?
Okay. The plant, we recommend not cutting it at all. A lot of plants, when you cut them, that increases the yield or the size of the fruit. It doesn't apply to this plant, so we don't cut it. Cutting the plant, what it does, it'll branch out and have two or three branches to work with instead of one. You're going to get the same growth. It's just going to be three shorter growth. So what we do is the only time we cut it is in the springtime to remove the dead canes that after they had fruit on them.
Okay. So when you receive the plant from your nursery and you plant it in your garden, you're going to condition the soil. You're going to make sure that your soil is acidic, and you're going to train it on wires similar to the way that you would train grapes. We're going to take a quick break, Mr. Doyle. When we come back, I want you to tell our listening audience how to grow these very unusual thornless blackberries, and then a little bit about your website. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, this is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking about a very unique blackberry known as the Doyle Blackberry. And we're trying to give you some differences between your standard blackberry and this very unique product. Now, once the plant has been set in the garden and you're growing it on wires, is it going to produce multi-stems, or is it going to be more of a shrub-type plant?
Okay, it's going to have up to five canes that can grow up to 40 feet long. So it is a long, stretched-out plant. About every 12 to 18 inches, there is a branch that will grow up there the second year, and at the end of that branch is where the fruit is.
Okay. Now, how about insects and diseases? Anything special that we should know?
Well, the plant appears to be a bit disease resistant. We get only one or two calls a year on anybody that's got a disease in the plants, and so it's very rare that we have anything. And in 50 years of virus testing, we've never had a virus ever tested in the plant. So it is a bit unique in that way. We've got 40-some-year-old plants that we have never sprayed for anything except for some mildew in the fall, and they're still producing.
Wow, that's absolutely wonderful. I mean, if you can eliminate applying insecticides or fungicides to one of your plants in the garden, that's a great feature of the plant. Now, where would people go to get information about your blackberry, Mr. Doyle?
Okay, they can visit our website at fruitsandandberries.com. They can write us at 1600 Bedford Road, Washington, Indiana, 47501. They can phone us at 812-254-2654, and we'll be glad to help them with their orders or send them a catalog.
That's wonderful. So you do raise other types of berries at your nursery?
No. It's the only plant we sell is because my father discovered it. We did at one time sell others, but it was too much of a hassle, and since we had one unique plant, we stayed with it.
Okay. And now this is something that's, that is available now that people can order from you and plant in the garden this spring. Now, will the plant produce on the first year, or is it something that will take a year to get established and then really start to go crazy?
Blackberries are called flora canes, is that they bear on second year canes. So the plant will grow new canes this year and have fruit next year. And then next year, new canes will start to have fruit the following year. There are always new canes coming up from the crown of the plant. That's why the root system is the most important part of the plant.
Okay. So in the fall of the year, do you remove all of the canes, or do you just cut it back a little bit?
In the fall of the year, I loosen the canes from my trellis, but I leave them attached because from September to December, which is usually after the plant quits having fruit, it starts pulling nitrogen out of those old canes for the fall growth, and two-thirds of the plant growth is from September to December. So the plant is going to use that nitrogen, and I wait till spring then to remove those dead canes.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And on the average, how long would you say that this plant will continue to produce raspberries?
In long life, we know of plants that are over 40 years old and that are still producing strong, so we don't know how long it possibly will live.
Wow.
Most blackberries only live 8 to 10 years, so that's an enormous amount of life, and they're still going.
Yeah, so if the average blackberry is producing for 10 years and yours will go 30 or 40 years, that's 3 to 4 times longer. It's producing 10 to 20 times more berries. The berries are 2 to 3 times larger. There's no thorns on your plant, so it makes it easier for you to work in the garden and on your plants. So, I mean, just those few qualities make a big difference in selecting the right plant. Now, we want to encourage you, check out the website, fruitandberries.com. The name of the company is Doyle Blackberries, and you can go on the internet, and believe me, this is something very, very unique. So if you're just joining us, Doyle Blackberries, fruitandberries.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight bird food.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving, growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army. Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great beginning of your gardening season. And if we can help you, 855-660-4261. And if you get a chance, check out these blackberries that we have talked about this morning. And it's D-O-Y-L-E. If you go on the internet, or fruitandberries.com, very unique, large fruit, trouble-free, and the production is absolutely incredible. So if you're looking for something different and you love these blackberries, you know, as he said, most blackberries will last 10 years. This will last 30 to 40 years. So it was something that I found. I have ordered some plants that I'm going to set in my garden this year, thinking of the future. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Roland from New Hampshire with a question about planting bulbs.
Roland, good morning. How can we help you with planting bulbs?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. I just want to let you know that what a great way to start the Sunday morning by listening to your show. And not only that, you got the most interesting guests on, you know, that know what they're talking about, you know, like people from the Grass Company and other companies, like just the one that you just had now about blackberries. They're so knowledgeable, it's just worth listening to. If nobody ever called, just listen to other people, the guests calling up, you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I bought a lot of bulbs, daylilies, begonias, and this and that, and I want to know when I can plant it in the ground.
Okay. Daylilies, it's still a little bit cold, but you could plant the daylilies in your garden at this time of the year. Now, did you buy them from a garden center? Did they come
nope.
in through the mail?
Nope. I'll be honest with you. I bought them at Sam's Club.
Okay. Then what I would do, because the weather is still up and down and they have been kept in a warm building, is I would pot them up just in plastic pots, go to your local garden center, get some good potting soil, and then, you know, pot them up, give them a good drink of water, and keep them in your garage, in your tool shed, just to give them a chance to get well established. If they had come from a garden center
right.
or someplace where it was cool, then I would say plant them directly. Now, what are the other types of bulbs that you purchase?
I got the... hold on a minute here. How do you say that word?
Dahlias?
Dahlia, yeah, I got that too, you know. And,
okay.
And I also got the peonies.
Okay. Peonies, I want you to plant directly in the ground now.
Okay.
Now, what I want you to do is when you look at your peony, you're going to notice some pointed red or brown colored buds about the size of your little finger. And that bud wants to be covered with 1 inch of soil, no more than 1 inch. If you plant them too deep, they will not flower.
Okay, right.
Okay? Now, if you're going to be putting some mulch on top of your perennial bed, then plant them even less deep. So instead of covering them with 1 inch of soil, cover the bud with a half an inch of soil and then put your mulch on top of that. But the peony plant is dormant and it can go directly into the ground. Now your dahlias. Dahlias are a bulb that has to be dug in the fall of the year and kept inside during the winter. Your daylily is a hardy perennial. Your peony is a hardy perennial. But your dahlia is a bulb that I would start in containers, and I would get either like a 8 or a 10 inch pot, pot them up now, and if you could start them someplace where it's going to be warm, to just to get the roots to develop on that plant. You don't need to have any sun. But if you could keep them warm until the new growth begins to poke out of the ground, then you can move them to a window and then eventually into your garage and then into the yard. But dahlias are a wonderful flower depending on what you buy. Now, there are some varieties of dahlias that are miniature that will grow 3 feet tall. There are some varieties that will get as tall as 6 feet. But by starting them inside during the month of April, it gives you a head start on a season. They'll bloom ahead of schedule. and they will flower right up until frost. In the fall, you get a good killing frost. You cut the dahlia to within 2 inches of the ground. Dig it up with a pitchfork. Be careful not to damage the root system of your plant. Shake off as much of the soil as possible. And then what I do with my dahlias is I put them in my basement. If you have a crawl space under your house, put them there. Someplace where it's going to stay cool and someplace where the air is going to move, not on top of a tool chest, but directly on the floor, because you want the cold from the floor to keep the bulb dormant. And what I do is I cover my dahlia bulbs with a little bit of peat moss or some bark mulch, just so that it doesn't dry out, and it does wonderful.
Right. Okay. That sounds real great. I really want to ask you one more thing, very short. Speaking of taking those take them in the house in the fall. What about the tulips? I always want to know, my tulips are growing. Do I leave them in the ground or do I take them outside? I mean, inside the cellar.
Tulips are a winter hardy bulb.
Oh, so good.
And so I'll give you a general tip.
Right.
If it's a bulb that you plant in the fall, it is a winter hardy, and it stays in the ground. If it's something that you buy at your local garden center or at Sam's Club or one of the big box stores, what you've got to do is you've got to find out, because 75% of the bulbs that you buy in the spring, like that you would be buying right now, are not winter hardy where you live. So dahlias, for example, if you leave them in the ground for the winter, they're going to die. If you buy begonias or caladium or cannas, they're not going to survive the winter. They need to be dug and stored in your basement for the winter. So, you know, get as much information as possible. If you're not sure, then you pick up the phone, you call me on Sunday, and then I'll tell you how to take care of it. Now, begonias and dahlias, for example, if you can, when you plant them, what I want you to do is to start them inside now. There's some great potting soils. Farford makes a great potting soil. Black Goal makes a great potting soil. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, right on the front page of my website, at the bottom, there is a little block, and it says Black Goal or Farford. If you click on it, you can get a $3 off coupon. Okay, so that'll save you $3. And while you're there on Farford or Black Goal, if you sign up, you leave your name, your address, phone number, and so forth, we are going to have in May, and then again in September, a drawing for a yard makeover.
Wow.
And we're going to pick one winner in May and one in September. We're going to come to your house. We're inviting you, your family, your relatives, your friends, to join us. And we're going to come in, take a look at what needs to be done. I'm going to draw a plan of your yard for the long term. And we're going to show everybody how to edge the beds, We're going to go to your local nursery and pick up $500 worth of products to make your yard look beautiful. All your beds will be mulched. We'll add soil if you need to add soil. We'll add grass seed if you need grass seed. We'll fertilize all of your plants, and we'll make a wonderful day. So the people from Black Gold or Fafard and myself will spend the whole day with you, your family, your friends, and we'll have a yard cleanup like you have never had. And all you got to do is go to the website, paulparent.com. Bottom of the page, you'll see the little square. Click on Farford or Black Gold. You'll get the coupon. Sign up for the contest. And who knows, I may be working in your yard at the end of May.
Boy, that's great. Excuse me. I guess you know what I'll be doing this afternoon. Thank you so very much. That's really great. So keep up the good work. I really, like I told you, I look forward all week just to listen to your program on Sunday morning. What a great way to start Sunday morning is by listening to your show. So anyway, thank you so much and have a great week.
You too. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Philip from Mass with a question about a mysterious plant.
Philip, how could we help you with a mysterious plant this morning? Tell me about it.
First, let me say how glad I am that you're back available on Cape Cod and the islands. Thank goodness. I'm out on Nantucket. And I missed you so much, and I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you.
Before my mother died, she had planted... I came home to take care of her, and that winter, low-growing plants with lots of little tiny flowers on them, you know, maybe the whole flower maybe no more than an inch in diameter at max. Low-growing, sometimes growing on tendrils that would go over the edge of them. Anyway, they would survive. I was amazed to find they discovered they survived the winter in the window box that we had sitting
Philip,
outside.
Philip, hold on a sec.
Ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seed, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Philip from beautiful Cape Cod, and we came up to a commercial break. Now, Philip, can you describe that plant a little bit more for me so I can see if I can identify it for you?
Oh, gosh. I've been having senior moments. It's been 5 or 6 years, and I just can't remember. All I can remember, the flowers were pretty. The vine, it would grow over and drape over the edges of the window box, and it kept surviving through freezes. We'd have hard freezes, and then which would get warm again, and the leaves would come out again. And I can't even remember what the colors were. Every time I look at a package of plant seeds, I say, "Oh gosh, isn't that pretty? That's just like what Mother had." And I think they were mostly blue and red and yellow, but I'm not sure anymore. What would survive these repeated freezes?
Yeah, it was a vine that would cascade from the front of the window box.
And, you know, I think during the summer it wasn't so much of a vine. I would just remember it as little low-growing flowers, but certainly by the time I was looking at it in that winter, it was cascading is exactly the right word, over the side a little bit. And, of course, the flowers and leaves would all die away during the freeze, And yeah. then as soon as it got warm again, the leaves would start leafing out again. And it's just in a box, a window box, up, you know, on our porch. So
was it a buttercup type flower, funnel shaped flower?
No, it wasn't funnel shaped. It was more flat type. The petals were sort of flat and wide. Although not yellow, and not like a daisy. It was sort of like, it wasn't a daisy, but it was sort of more like a daisy, flat and open out. And the diameter of the plant was less, of the flower was less than an inch.
It was less than an inch.
And pretty and colors.
It was assorted colors, and it came back every year.
Yeah. Until finally it got so cold. There was one terrible winter a couple of years ago, and it didn't come back that year. And I'm so ignorant. If I had taken some of those flowers to any of my friends, I know they would have said, oh, yes, that's a whatever it is. But I didn't do it.
Huh. Boy, I'm trying to think what would be multiple colors. Would cascade like that? Do you remember if the stem was fairly thick and fleshy?
No, it was not.
It was not. So it was more wiry.
It was more like, yeah, and it was more like, at least when it would cascade over, it was more, looked more like, it was just maybe the width of a pencil lid.
Boy, you got me on that one. I don't know what.
Well, what I'm going to do this year is buy a whole lot of different ones and put labels beside, plant them, put labels beside them, and do an experiment and see if any survives next winter. And of course, I know what will happen. Next winter will be freezing cold all winter, and nothing will survive. But
yeah. The one plant that I was thinking it may be, because it does reseed and it comes back every year, is a plant called Portulaca.
That's what I was thinking, but this wasn't a matter of reseeding. This was the same plant that had grown all season, but it just didn't die through the freezings and thawings.
Did the foliage stay green all winter, or did the foliage all die also?
Well, it would die, but it would come back when it got warm again. And if it happened, I remember that winter. I saw it happen three or four or five times. It was an unusual winter, but...
Yeah. You've got me on that one. I have no idea.
I will experiment. And I have another question. In another window box that I leave outside all winter, I've been growing chives. And
yes.
They grow pretty well. In fact, they grow very well. But what can I do to make it to get more chives growing in the same area? Just have to rely on self-seeding?
A chive, the clump itself will get larger and larger. What I would do is I would use a time-release fertilizer,
mm-hmm.
and the best time-release fertilizer is called Dynamite. It will last 1 year.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable.